school 90s and now. The Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Well, Nina Brown, our president, Joe Biden, says black people don't know how to use the internet.
Wait,
well,
what?
Well, not exactly. Let me explain, everybody. Some people went to the internet and they're a little bit upset, you know, yesterday, or last night, rather. Our president, Joe Biden, held his first town hall as president in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And one time, while discussing vaccines, Biden claimed that the vaccines didn't exist when he was elected in November. He said, we didn't have a COVID vaccine when we came into office. When asked how his administration will handle the racial disparities in vaccine distribution, Joe Biden explained that blacks and Hispanics don't know how to use the internet to find the locations to get the vaccines. Boy, you know, some black people was like, what he mean? We can't use the internet. What he trying to say?
We don't know how to use the internet.
They went off. But I understand what he's trying to say. I mean, my mama can't even get online and find a vaccine. So, you know what I'm saying? My mama's old, you know, older rather. So she don't really know how to get on there and do it. So I understand what he's trying to say. He just don't have the right tact to say it the right way.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Biden. Like, I feel like I understand what his intention was when he said it, but there's a lot of times he says things that I just kind of cringe, and I'm like, no, don't say it like that. You know, because people
After we had Donald Trump, he says things 10 times better than Donald Trump did.
Now, Donald Trump just straight be lying.
Yeah,
there's
Donald
a difference.
Trump insulted so many people. Anyway, but that's not to say that Biden should do the same thing. So I get it. But I understand what he was trying to say.
Same.
And, you know, the other part of it is, listen, we got so many. Think about this for a second. We got so many of our children in low income areas, both black and white and Hispanic and others, that can't even do their schoolwork because they don't have a computer or internet to get on. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
They can't even get on the internet to do their schoolwork.
Yeah.
So I understand what he's trying to say, that these rural areas and these people that don't have internet connections, they don't know how to do it. But this is how it sounded when he said it. Take a listen.
A lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
And I agree with him. I don't even know how to do it yet. What are you trying to say? I get it.
I do. It's not hard. But if you're not, like if you said, if you're not savvy, if you don't have a computer and you don't surf the internet, like frequently a lot of the parents who don't have access to computers, it's a little bit overwhelming if that's the first thing you're about to do, try to figure out where to get a COVID vaccination.
Yes, exactly. Now, also,
that point, let me just play devil's advocate. But couldn't he just say, like, everybody in rural areas, though? Because that applies to white folks, too. Like, why point out black and brown people specifically? That's anybody in poverty or in rural areas. Like, that's, I think, what people, it hits kind of differently when you hear black and brown. No, that's anybody and everybody.
Right. That's true. Well, the other thing that he said, which I had to listen to the explanation this morning when I was driving in. Basically, another member of the audience asked him if he would eliminate the $50,000 in student loan debt. And the president responded, I'm not going to make that happen. Now, do you understand what he was trying to say with that? So basically, what he said, that's not all of it, but that's the way the news reported it. They slanted it. What he was saying is that he could do that, but the problem is a lot of the people who have these big student loan debts of over $50,000are people that went to Ivy League graduate schools like Harvard, Yale, all these high, Ivy League schools. And he said instead of paying off the debt for people that went to graduate school in Ivy Leagues, I'd rather use that money for inner city and impoverished neighborhoods around the country to do better with pre-K and, you know, early learning situations.
Yeah,
like,
totally
use that
agree.
Money for that. And that's what
totally
he said.
Agree.
So that was the explanation of that. But let's
do
this.
With that.
let's do this. Let's open up the phone. DMV, what do you think? You know, he also extended the foreclosure moratorium and renters getting evicted. He also did that. He talked about that last night. What did you think about him saying that? And are you upset when he basically said that, you know, bottom line is some people don't know how to use the internet? Call us up. 202-432-WHUR. It's the Frank Skeet Show. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Skeet Show. I want to play a clip for you from Joe Biden's first town hall as president, and he made a statement that has a lot of people upset. Although I feel I understand what he was trying to say, he kind of said it wrong. I want everybody to listen to our president at last night's town hall. Take a listen to this.
A lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
So basically, wow. He's saying that, you know, black and Hispanic people don't necessarily know how to go online and make the appointment. A lot of black folk are like, yo, why are you singling us out? Let's go to the phones. 96.3 WHUR, hello.
I don't like the remark because I'm a 71-year-old man, black man, and I know how to use the internet.
You special, Willie. You special,
ain't
man.
No
come
special,
on.
No,
you special.
No. I'm not going for that. That's another throw on a black folks, and I don't appreciate it at all. Since you're trying to say he's for everybody, be for everybody, and say the right thing at the right time.
All right, Willie. I got you, homie. Thank you for being on it, Willie. Jazz in Baltimore. Yeah.
Hey. I think that comment was unnecessary. It kind of rubbed me. I'm sorry. It rubbed me the wrong way, only because it's just almost like he's excluding the others who may be incapable of utilizing the internet and researching, and just directly like targeting us, like our community, saying as if we are incapable of doing something. And I would love to know where he got that statistic from, those numbers from, or any of that, because I mean, we're in a whole nother age and day. Like, kids are actually going online doing all kinds of research that I wasn't doing growing up. And these are also black kids and brown kids. So that was a little unnecessary and out of line.
Now, let me just play devil's advocate and let me preface it by saying I totally agree with you. It kind of triggered me, too. But do we give him any credit considering that this administration, he has hired the most black and brown people for his administration than we've seen in forever, probably forever, we've ever seen. Like, do you give him credit for that?
Absolutely not. No, he has a history. He has a 40-year history of pushing systematic segregation and busing. This is just who he is. He needed these black people to represent him so it could counter his history. So this is just him speaking how he really believes. All you have to do is just research it. I don't give people passes when they show you who they exactly are. I just take it for what it is. But that was unnecessary because I can't understand. I know many black people and brown people with degrees that's fully capable of researching data.
Well, let me say this. One thing we cannot do, and I'm agreeing with you, sis, because I know a lot of people that can do it too. But one of the things that I do a lot is be able to go into situations and speak to these community groups about the situation and what's really going on in the inner city. And especially we're talking about what he said was rural, poor areas. And the fact of the matter is, in those rural poor areas, they don't even have internet out there.
Or
and,
degrees.
You know, no, they don't have internet. So you got a situation where you have pockets of thousands and thousands of people that don't have Wi-Fi or internet. And Verizon is one of the companies that has been stepping up and trying to help do that since the pandemic. That was one of the biggest discussions about keeping kids at home because half of the black and brown kids didn't have computers
don't have internet.
At home. So on one hand, that's where he's getting the information from. He's getting the information from these people that live in that area that are telling him, Mr. President, you got to make this easier for these black and brown people to get to. Telling them to go online and register to get a spot, to get a shot, is not working. Like, you just need to open it up and let people go get shots. That's what he's trying to say, but he couldn't say that. So I don't want to get on here and say, that just because my friends can. I know, but you got to accept it because it is what it is. There's a lot of black kids that don't know how to use a computer still.
Right,
what
but are we
is there not
about
to accept?
Kids? are we talking about capability or are we talking about lack of resources? Because those are two different things.
Ooh,
lack,
that's a good point.
Just because you don't have a computer doesn't mean you don't know how to utilize it. So it again speaks to how he feels about us because that is what he said. We got to stop interpreting.
In this situation, though, doesn't that apply? Because if you don't have a computer, you can't register for the COVID vaccination, which was the whole conversation he was having.
I don't know. I need to hear it again. But
I will say
he has
this. I will say this to you. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
If black and brown people were as advanced as we want them to be, there would be no such thing as a check cashing place. There'd be no such thing as going in cashing your check at a liquor store. Come on. We got generations of people that don't have a freaking bank account. They got to go to the liquor store to cash their check.
But white people also. Speaking specifically about us who have this. We can't pinpoint that because it's not just us. You see what I mean?
And that's why I wanted him to say just poor people, people in rural areas, poverty.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you don't have to even put a color with that. We know what it is. And there's white folks. Exactly. Yeah. Thank
that
you so much, yeah. Mama.
That much I agree you with you, girlfriend. Thank you.
All right. Be safe, guys. Bye-bye.
It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Hey. On 96.3 WHUR.